In this chapter, which looks at some of the methods of online teaching, we're beginning to get to the relevant parts of teaching specifically in a digital age, as distinct from more conventional teaching. And one of the problems in structuring a book is that although there's a logical sequence, sometimes you need to introduce concepts that are dealt with later, earlier in the book than you'd really like. And two of those concepts that I need to raise in this chapter are quality, which is dealt with in more detail in chapter 11, and modes of delivery, which is dealt with in more detail in chapter 9. Let's start with quality first. The key point I want to make here is that not only do you need to get the right method of teaching to produce the kinds of skills and outcomes that you want, but each method of teaching can be done well or it can be done badly. In other words, the quality can vary. And what makes the difference in quality often is the way that you design within that particular method of teaching. So I want to say something about the difference between teaching methods and models of design in this unit. The second thing I want to say is that we're now moving into a different mode of delivery from classroom teaching. We're moving into online or blended teaching. And this is discussed further in chapter 9, but it's important to make the distinction about whether this is a mode of delivery or a teaching method. And I prefer to see online teaching as a mode of delivery, because you can have similar teaching methods both in face-to-face teaching and in online teaching. And so I want to define a little more what the difference is between a teaching method and how one designs within that teaching method. And this is important because, as I said earlier on in the last chapter, I came to realization that most methods of teaching can be done just as well face-to-face or online. So what we have to then look at is, well, what makes the difference? And the difference here is to do with design. Design is how you adjust to the context in which the teaching method is being applied. And there are several elements of context. The first one is the demands of the subject matter. Different subject matters have different demands. The second one is the kind of students you've got and their diversity and their individual needs. And the third one, of course, is the mode of delivery. So you would design differently for maybe discussions and seminars in an online format from the way you would do it in a classroom format. Now, design is the way that we adapt our teaching methods to the context in which they have to be used. And so it's really important that you have very good quality design that's appropriate within the context within each different teaching method. And it's also equally important to implement that design effectively. So we'll be discussing some of those issues in this chapter. But what we're doing in this chapter is beginning the process of looking at the design of teaching in terms of the needs and requirements and the methods needed for teaching in a digital age. And so I hope you will enjoy reading this chapter, which is getting a little more pragmatic than the earlier chapters.